Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Brad Gasplin, and today we're going to be talking with Doug Polking with the Pella Ambulance and Doug Van Gorkum, the fire chief at the Pella Fire Department, about some new equipment they've received in time for summer. Doug Polking explains what the equipment is.
The most exciting thing is this pop-up tent that's a misting tent that will help cool firemen down. And we also have some chairs that allows them to sit down and rest when they are through coming through rehab, and some blankets for try to keep them warm during the cold winter nights.
Well, when did you guys notice a need for this equipment?
Well, I think it's one of those things that it's probably something that's been in the back of our minds for quite some time. And Doug, I think, did it on his own, and I'm thankful for it. He went out and looked for this stuff, and it was available to him through this grant, and it's going to be a real good thing for our fire department. It really is. When guys are wearing bunker gear, just the other night we were just doing training, and we weren't working that hard at it, and they came out of that gear just sweating really profusely, and that's what happens when you're working hard at a fire. You need that rehab time, and the chairs, we're always either laying on the ground or trying to sit on a curb or the side of a truck. And for years we've talked about having chairs, even in that. And talking to Doug about it, I said probably one of the biggest things we'll use in the whole thing is those chairs, quicker than the misting tent, because we'll have those out all the time probably.
So you went through the process of getting this grant, and you kind of handled that. Explain that process of getting this money and getting this equipment.
Well, we, meaning the ambulance, we took it upon ourselves a number of years ago to help with the rehab when it's needed. And I asked some of the staff, the ambulance staff, Dan Turner and Jess Phillips, to look at some of the equipment that's out there available for us. They put together this list of equipment, and we submitted it to the foundation, Pella Community Foundation, as a sort of a joint venture, because it helps two services. It helps the ambulance, and it certainly helps the fire department. And then the foundation was gracious enough to fund about 95% of the cost, and got it in over this past winter, and are now just within the last month, fire department put it on board their trucks.
Yeah, I'm sure it's just in time coming up for summer here.
That would be correct. The hot weather's, I'm sure, going to be upon us before long. It doesn't feel that way right now, but that will be upon us before long, and we'll be very thankful that we'll have this equipment.
So explain how this gets deployed once you get to the scene. It's in your truck, ready to go. What happens once you're at the scene?
Well, it's in our, yes, you're correct. We have it in our truck. We're carrying it on the scene because we will have the piece of equipment there. The ambulance always provides ambulances to our fire scenes, but it might not be the same ambulance. So by putting it in our equipment truck, it's always going to be there. And basically what's going to happen is when we're working a fire scene, we work closely communication-wise with the ambulance service. If whoever is in charge of the fire particular scene and talks to the person in charge of the ambulance, they will make the determination, you know, we should get this stuff set up because it looks like we're going to be here for a while. If it's a short fire, we will not have to have it. But if we're going to be there for an extended period of time, an hour or more, and it's really, really hot, I'm sure that the powers that be will make a decision to set the equipment up.
I saw you guys also had some cold weather stuff. Do you want to explain what you got for that?
Well, we really don't have as much cold weather stuff, because the idea during the winter is obviously to get the firemen out of the environment. And this big truck right here has heaters and everything. So the idea is, again, to get the firemen out of the environment, get them out of their wet clothing, if need be, a bunker gear, and keep them warm. The reason we are, meaning the ambulance, is on board for all these fires to make sure that they don't have any. If they have injuries, we're there to help. If they have some illnesses, we're there to help them. And keeping them warm when it's 10 below zero can be a mighty, mighty difficult job. So we're there to keep them warm and try to observe their physical condition during those very, very stressful events that they get placed into.
Most people probably don't think about firemen getting cold on the scene because they're firemen, they're wearing big, heavy coats, they're around a fire, but so they do get cold.
Well, yes, and the reason for that is there's a lot of water being sprayed around, and you get cold water on your face. I've, over the years, been at several major fires in the wintertime, and there was one fire particularly here in town, a restaurant one time, that we were so, our clothing was froze to us, we couldn't even move our arms or our waist because the coats were frozen to us. We had to go get into a warm climate so that we could actually limber up enough to be able to get the gear taken off.
All right, well, thanks for talking with us, you guys, and thank you for your service.
You bet. Thanks for having us on.
Appreciate it.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, and we've been talking about some new equipment that'll help keep firefighters from overheating during long fire calls. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye forecast is next.